This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that's reality-free. It's been a big week for child development experts. Just about anyone with any kind of degree in the field of child development has been able to get an interview on TV or on the radio or in the newspaper, sometimes all three. One of the experts in high demand has been our living and loving correspondent, the man who is a bottomless well of wellness, B. Marty Berry, and he's in the studio now. Thanks a lot, B. Marty, for making a little time for us.
Well, I have just a few minutes. Barbara Walters has asked for me again, so the timer is running.
Uh-huh. You know, I thought you worked with adults. I didn't even know you were a child development expert.
I do work with adults, exclusively.
And you don't even have children.
Well, I don't think a person with children should try to be a child development expert. Certainly not with my schedule of interviews and press conferences. Not to mention the seminars and book signings.
And writing the books, too.
Yes, yes, even that takes a little time. A parent who is trying to do this wouldn't have any energy left for parenting. And parenting is the most important job there is, even though there's no money in it.
So, what you're saying here is that you really don't work with children at all.
Well, in a sense I do, but now they drive their own cars and have cell phones. Everything goes back to childhood now, doesn't it? In a real sense, it's never over.
Uh-huh. So, are you saying that we can't tell anything from observing a child's behavior? We have to wait and see what kind of adult they become?
Adults are easier to judge. The cuteness of children is, well, it's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, there was that story about the 7-year-old who took his sister's car and drove 3 miles to the store so he could get his favorite cereal.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was the mm-hmm. other little kid who got a lot of press.
Yes, yeah. A 7-year-old driving a car. Yeah.
Well, that was cute.
Well, not really, it's not.
No, but I mean, he got a free year's supply of cereal and a bike out of it.
Yes. We are constantly sending the wrong message to children. If you act like an adult and are unarmed, it's cute and will forgive you. We as adults have to set a standard for what's cute and not cute.
Well, that's a tough line to draw. How do we even begin to do that?
I'm glad you asked me that, Dale. I happen to have made a list.
Oh, my, look at that.
If I may share it with you.
That is quite a list.
Yes.
Just part of it, please.
Plain dress-up. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Acting like a supermodel, not cute. Going out with Hugh Hefner, that's really not cute.
No.
Using big words, cute. Using four-letter words, not cute.
Mm-mm.
Running a make-believe store, that's cute. Holding up a store, not cute.
No.
Singing off-key, that's cute.
Very cute.
Ripping off the keys, not cute. Stealing the car, not cute.
Nope.
Driving a little shopping cart at the grocery store? I think that's adorable. Driving a stolen car to the shopping mall? Not cute. Going to the zoo? That's cute. Shooting up the zoo? Uh-uh.
Really not
cute. Nuh-uh. We all should really know these without thinking, Dale. It's sad that I have to say anything at all.
But why do people...
Sorry, I gotta go. Mail me my check, okay?
Your check?
That's not cute. Remember to tell your listeners, even though I've never met any of them, I care about each and every one very, 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 very much.
D. Marty Berry is a licensed therapist, our living and loving correspondent, and a bottomless well of wellness.